Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Anticipated adjustments in Camporee contract on the horizon. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The agreement detailing financial responsibilities for the upcoming International Pathfinder Camporee at Camplex in August 2024 might undergo modifications before the event commences. The Gillette News Record reported members of the Campbell County Public Land Board authorized Executive Director Aaron Lyles and Camporee organizers to revise certain terms initially established in August 2022. Simultaneously, they consented to request the Gillette City Council and Campbell County Commissioners to reallocate $340,000 initially earmarked for purchasing portable toilets. This funding might now be redirected towards other expenses related to the Camporee. While the primary framework of the Camporee contract remains unchanged, Lyles mentioned the necessity for both parties to refine numerous specific details. Camporee organizers discovered an alternative means to supply porta-potties for the anticipated 50,000-plus attendees, thereby avoiding the utilization of the reserve $340,000 from the city and county, as noted by Lyles. Consequently, these funds might now be earmarked for fulfilling other obligations within the contract. Following Camplex's unsuccessful bid for a $750,000 Wyoming Outdoor Recreation Grant, the potential necessity arises to allocate the $340,000 to cover some outstanding expenses. The collective expenditure project for the city, county, and Camplex to facilitate Camporee exceeds $2 million, encompassing all associated costs. Colorado Supreme Court disqualifies Trump from 2024 ballot. The Colorado Supreme Court has disqualified former President Trump from appearing on the state's ballots in 2024. Fox News reported the disqualification was made under the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution is related to the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021. Tuesday's 4-3 ruling is stayed until January 4th because of likely appeals. Three justices on the Colorado Supreme Court dissented. "We do not reach this conclusion lightly," the court's majority wrote. "We are mindful of the magnitude and weight of the questions now before us. We are likewise mindful of our solemn duty to apply the law without fear or favor and without being swayed by public reaction to the decisions that the law mandates we reach." A Trump campaign spokesperson wrote in a statement that an appeal would be filed on Tuesday night. "The Colorado Supreme Court issued a completely flawed decision tonight, and we will swiftly file an appeal to the United States Supreme Court and a concurrent request for a stay of this deeply undemocratic decision. We have full confidence that the U.S. Supreme Court will quickly rule in our favor and finally put an end to these un-American lawsuits." For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.